Hey, thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
Hi, Amy. My name is Susan Clark.
Thank you very much. So that was Clark, C-L-A-R-K?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Thank you very much. One moment. Okay, Ms. Susan Clark. Let's look for your account here. Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
15084.
Alrighty, thanks. Just a moment here. And would you please verify the address on the account?
P.O. Box 47, Tarentum, Pennsylvania, 15084.
Alrighty, thank you very much. So I see your order for the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. How may I help you?
I'm just wondering, I was supposed to get a refund of $11.99 because for the second installment, it has charged me the wrong price, and I have not seen that credit in my account yet.
Okay, well, this
account
here.
So for some reason... Go ahead.
Yeah, this account, the last activity was 2018, so you must have another one. So let's see.
If that's the case, then that's new as of last week when I called in and asked why is, and it took him a really long time, so maybe that makes sense because I was paying so much, and then the last installment, it charged me $59.95 like I was a new customer, and I called in and I asked what the problem was, and they fixed it. And then this installment, it charged me $59.95 like I was a new customer. And I asked what the problem, and he says, I don't know, I fixed the account now. But it took him a really long time, so maybe he made a new account.
No, I see there was, this is another one that's not going to be the one we're looking for. This account was closed out in 2019. So let's continue the search here. It's 15084. Let's see. Yeah, because it looks like there are a few accounts for you, but that's okay. Let's see. Okay, so let's just keep looking to see if there should be one more, but actually, those are the only two. So, let me see what in the world could be the problem. Can you verify your phone number?
724-882-9859.
Yeah, that's what we have. That is you, I guess. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, this one pulled up. The last thing that went out was August 14th of 2018.
Yeah, no, I think I just got a shipment. I just got my shipment. In fact, I picked it up from the post office today.
Do you have an order number or anything on there?
No, unfortunately, I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
I was mentally looking. When I was doing my bank account, I was looking for the refund. It wasn't there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's look at the second.
If you hear me
again, talking
to somebody, I have to order food, so I'm in line, and apparently they're...
Here we go. Okay. Oh, no problem. I do see the one made on... Okay, I found it here. It's March 2nd.
Good. How are you?
59.
Susan, S-U-S-A-N. I just want like a 12 piece of your regular chicken nuggets and waffle fries. Yeah, that's fine. Lemonade, easy ice. Barbecue, please. Perfect. Yes, ma'am. Card. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Okay, so let me get...
Lunch.
Let's check on the status of... Are you at Chick-fil-A?
Yes, because they took open one, like, in our area. And I'm like, I'm so excited. I was at the Xfinity store, which took an hour and a half.
What did you say was it, 92? Okay, thanks, Beth. Took
me an hour and a half at the Xfinity store, and I'm thinking to myself, I need to call Omax. And then I turn my head, and there's a Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, I'm really hungry. There's this extraordinary long line, and I'm like, whatever.
Oh, yeah, always.
Omax.
They move it through pretty quick, though. Okay, but back to the matter at hand. I'm hungry. Okay, so let's see here. I love Chick-fil-A. Okay, so I've got someone looking at what's going on with the status of your refund. I do see where that refund was issued. But if you haven't received it yet, I've got someone on the back end. They're kind of looking to see what's going on with that. So let's see.
He said 3 to 5 business days, and I believe it was at the beginning of the week last week.
Yeah, typically it only takes 3 to 5 business days unless there was some sort of like technical issue, which sometimes happens. So that's what I've got somebody checking on right now to see.
Okay.
To see what they can see on the technical side and to see when and if it actually applied to the account. So I appreciate your patience. And yeah, I do see where they updated the account so you can receive that $47.96 rate instead of the $59.95.
Okay, I don't know why it changed. I've been doing this for a while, and I don't know if there was some type of overhaul in the system or something reset, but I have never had this problem. And twice in a row, it kind of like was like, wait a second, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, it must have been some sort of, because I'm looking at it and it just the price just changed in January and there's no like reason for it. So it had to be some sort of.
And that's how it had to have been. It was in January and I looked at it and I was like, okay, that's not right. So I called and they said, they fixed it, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. Yeah, I did it again, but it is noted, so I do see it all over the account that there, you know, it was updated so that you received that monthly rate change back to $47.96, and the refund is noted on the account as well, but I'm sorry it's taken so long, but I do have someone that's going to get back to us regarding the refund. So we appreciate your patience.
No problem. I've been a pretty patient person all day today. That's abnormal. I'm wondering what's going to happen.
Yes. We appreciate it much.
I'm okay. Just kind of like, oh, whatever. Maybe I'm done.
Charges, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, yeah, someone just messaged me. They're looking at the account now, so shouldn't be too much longer. And so it looks like that refund, that was what, January 4th?
No, they did that one. They're supposed to get a refund for March, which is $11.99. So I had to get one in January for the difference.
Oh.
When I called back, I had to get one. So I'm looking at the phone call from last week that I called for March's installment.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. So you were told on the phone on the 3rd that you were going to be funded, correct? Yeah.
I don't remember what day it was. I remember coming off a midnight shift and having to call Omax. So if I am ahead of the time, I apologize. I was just curious because in my mind it had been many days.
No, no problem. No, I do see on the 3rd where you called in today. Yeah, so it should be coming right up on it. I do see, let me see here. Get the offer. Now, we're just going to check to see if it was refunded, which I'll have someone looking at, because looking at I see the refund on January. However, I don't see it noted for a refund on the 3rd. I just see where they updated the account to adjust your charge. So,
right.
Of course, if it hasn't been refunded, of course, we're going to get it to you. And I don't think that it has, but I'm just waiting on some verification for that. So, let's see here. Okay, so let's see. Okay, sorry. Okay, yeah, today's the 9th. We should have had it already. So just waiting on my verification just so I can go ahead and issue that refund. And
okay.
Let me see here. So that was for the order placed on the 2nd.
Okay.
So let's get this refund working. It's going to be 11.
Susan. Yes. Yeah, if you have one, that's okay. Thanks, sir. You too. Wow, these people are, like, organized. They have all these, like, late teenagers going up to cars and making sure
everyone's
in line. And
it's
wow.
Crazy. The Chick-fil-A is top-notch. Yes.
I was so surprised when somebody at work the other day told me that they opened a Chick-fil-A down here. I was like, no, they didn't. He said, yeah, it's right down from the hospital, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, it's not. I've just been down there. And today I turned my head and I'm like, oh. There it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I love Chick-fil-A. Okay. So, yeah, what we're going to do here is go ahead and issue this refund. We don't see that it was processed. So, I do apologize. There must have been a misunderstanding.
Oh, my God.
On
so,
our
all
part.
That time on the phone on the... and he didn't even give me my refund.
Well, I'm still waiting on some verification on that, but it does not appear to be the case. So let me go back here and get this going for you. Let's see, because you haven't. Well,
maybe.
Yeah, possibly. I better just wait to make sure here. Let's see. Sorry, it's taking so long. I'm not sure what why, but it is. So sorry.
That seems to be the theme of the day. The computer systems are not cooperating.
Yep.
If the computer system goes down in the world, we're screwed.
Oh, totally. It's going to be bad scene, bad news. Oh, gosh,
yep.
It's pretty terrifying to think about, but seriously. Back to the base. Okay. Okay, so we will have that returned to you within 3 to 5 business days if it hasn't already processed to your account.
Okay.
But we'll take care of that for you. So be on the lookout for that refund of $11.99 within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. Thanks for calling Omax Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.